troops are marching in and doing some joint practices today and tomorrow. Edition. The robot edition. I noticed my idea of power ranking robots did not make it into the early portion of the program, or perhaps at all, Jesse edition. And the, is Jesse being a good mentor, or is he just finding yet another way to do less work edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, and of course, WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Park Bank ESPN Madison studios with a little help from his protege and from his undisclosed location. He is the Packers Hall of Famer. He's Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great, Jason. How are you doing this morning?
I am outstanding. Thanks for asking. Jesse, are you able to participate in the show?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm in the big chair.
Yeah, so you want airtime. We all know that.
I do, yeah.
But we get a note as we're getting ready for the show today that you're putting the sommelier, Ryan Wollersheim, who has no connection at all to the actual winery, in charge of the show so you could just sit back, kick up your feet, and appear on the show as, like, the third host.
Yeah.
Is that accurate?
Becca's out of town again, so I was up a little late last night watching the Brewers game. Boy, what a dud that was last night. Yikes. They're in trouble. So, yeah, a little slow moving this morning. I figured Ryan can run the first segment. I'll just sit over here, put my feet up, and make a couple quippy jokes if you need them.
Well, it is, from what you tell us, National Joke Day. All right, so, look, yesterday we stumbled into something that I wanted to talk about. It was nice. I enjoyed it. It was great. The talk of yesterday was that robot. I mean, that's what everyone was talking about. It had a buzz.
Cell phones and gas was what I was talking about. and by the way... I went to fill up today after my pickleball championship this morning.
Championship?
And, well, it was a win. I guess it wasn't a championship.
Okay. All right.
I'm looking around. I actually studied the board. I stood next to. I didn't go in and get a coffee. I stood. I didn't break that rule. There's a list of 10 rules on the gas pump. You know what was not? On the gas
pump? Cell phone
pump?
Usage.
Did say a word about cell phone usage.
Wow.
But I did, so I need to mow my lawn, and I have to take the little portable deal with me. Static electricity, don't fill up your gas can, your portable, in your car. Oh, I don't know why anyone would ever do that, but put it flat on the concrete and fill it up. You don't do anything else because that would cause static and potentially a fire. That was on the list.
Oh.
Don't leave unattended. Nothing about a cell phone anywhere on said gas pump. Nothing. So whilst everybody called in and supported you yesterday, Jason, I went right to the proof in the pudding, and there was no pudding, and there was no proof.
All right. Well, I have someone sent me, Pipe Jim, the exact sticker that was on
his gas
pump.
The one time I don't
pump.
Say Pipe Jim, you didn't say private talk and text line. That's what threw me off.
Yeah, he's got one. He sent it yesterday. He must have gone to get gas. So I've got it right in front. No smoking, stop engine. All those I'm sure were on there, right? No smoking.
Stop engine. Like even, yep. All that was on there. Nothing about a cell phone. Not one thing.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I don't know where you're getting your gas. Risking it, apparently. Do you turn always?
Do I what?
Do you turn off your vehicle? You're Chevy Tahoe LTZ from Zimmer.
Unless it's real cold, I break that rule too. Unless it's super cold. And I want to sit in my warm car. But if it's like beautiful, great Wisconsin summer, no, you stand outside, you take it in, you wash your windows, do whatever you can possibly do. But no, I do wonder. I think it's all a liability thing, and it's smart. You shouldn't run your car when you're filling up gas. I agree with that rule. I still have not seen any credence with the cell phone part of it. Yeah, sometimes.
All right, so you just did you just say the best Wisconsin summer weather ever? Is that what you just said?
Tell me a summer that we've had better weather than this one.
You're so prisoner of the moment.
No, I'm
like,
not.
No one thinks about, that weather in 2011 was amazing. Like, no one keeps trying that sort of thing.
2013, incredible year. Incredible. No, the golf that year. Campfire.
When you look at it, it has not been dry. We've gotten a little bit of rain, but we, from a baseball standpoint, we got all our tournaments in, so it wasn't like torrential downpour. It's just been... I'm telling you, my trip out west changed my mind on a lot of things. Oh, it didn't change my mind on the fact that Wisconsin, I'm obviously a Wisconsin homer. I don't think there's, if you can find someone that loves what this state has to offer more than me, show me who that is, and I'd like to have a contest with that person.
Tony
because
Evers.
Weather-wise, with the exception, no, much more. You look at how this thing goes. Outside of the spring, when it's wet and dreary, you got about a 2-month window. There's no place better to live than right here. No, there's no place better to live. There's just not. And this summer, you start looking at the last 2 or 3 weeks, and I was gone for part of it. It has been 83 or less and beautiful out. This has been the... What? Okay, I'm not going to sit here
two
and go
major
through the
four storms while you were
you
gone.
You were gone for when it was like 95 every day or
yeah,
storming.
I told you I missed. I can only go off of my weather app, which is always so money. It's been a great summer of weather, and the beautiful part is summer now in Wisconsin has shifted. It is now all the way through October. Summer now goes Memorial Day to Halloween. That is your new summer for the state of Wisconsin.
Halloween? We've trick-or-treated in snow on Halloween.
We have, but it's been 4 or 5 years.
Halloween.
No, it goes to Halloween.
No,
it goes to Halloween.
You can't say that's summer and have snow be a possibility.
And the
you
leaves are down.
When's the last time it snowed? It's been a while.
Like 3 years ago.
It's been a while.
According to my weather app.
Tausch, no one in their right mind in the state of Wisconsin is going to say that Halloween is summer still.
No, nobody in their adjust. Right mind, but if you look at it, because you're old media and you're old heads, No. You're telling me October, we've had this discussion before. I've been very adamant about my beliefs on Wisconsin's weather and how things go. October and September are your two best months because it's a little bit cooler for heavy set people. I think you love those months because you can wear a vest, you can go long sleeve. It's now the weather has shifted. For whatever range you want to go through, whether it's however you want to look at it, March and April have now morphed into more winter. May through October is now your summer, your basically your heyday when it comes to weather, all the way through October. Yes, I'm going to say, is it a little dicey at the end of October? It is a little bit, but it's still going to be markedly better than anywhere else you're going to be. So that's where my head's at.
You can't call a season summer and have snow be a distinct possibility during it. You can, there's snow in spring, there's snow in fall, but if you're going to call it summer, you just can't do it. Like, I know you want to improve everything, and 9 times out of 10, A, you do, and B, it makes for great content. Not that this isn't, but the idea that you're going to try and take that much of a chunk of fall and give it over to summer is just laughable. You're better than that, man. You're better than that.
On the old National Bank talk and text line, Chip in Cedarburg says Halloween is pretty much the very definition of autumn.
Pumpkin patches.
the number one thing.
I can understand. Listen, I can understand where Chip's coming from. And I get it. I get where Chip's head's at. Let's look and see. If it's over 55 degrees, y'all are going to tell me it's summer in October. You're going to?
No.
And you guys can all apologize to me when the last week of October is in that mid-60s, which is the bottom end of summer. I'm not getting it wrong. That bottom end. But when we're there, I am going to want Chip. I'm going to want old Skippy. And I'm going to want Jelly Jam, all three of you, to apologize to me. That's where we're at.
Skippy and Jelly Jam now. You're all over the map,
yeah,
man.
What is you're Skip are you right okay? now with this? Yeah, no, I'm doing good. Doing real good.
Oh, not as if it wasn't enough that I had to see your smiling face today on 172 on my way to the stadium. But now I've got Skippy and Jelly Jam in with Tausch during the best Wisconsin summer weather ever, except for that one time and maybe that other time and maybe another time before that. All right.
No, it's been can you guys agree it's been a pretty fantastic summer of weather? Can we agree on that?
We can agree on that.
It's been
so hard to just say it was a great summer weather-wise, and why it's so necessary to save the best
just asking.
Ever.
I'm just asking, because you start looking at farmers and the corn and crops. It's been great for farmers. I think you're looking at bumper crops when it comes to alfalfa and other stuff. And you start delving into the whole picture of what it is for Wisconsinites. Fishing, water levels, boating, lake life. It's been a fantastic summer. Best we've had in a long time. I guess I don't say best ever because I don't take notes on the barometric pressure
part of it
and different
while
things.
While you were at a bunch of national parks. Yes.
Yes, I missed 2 weeks of the summer. I did.
Rip and Rona texts in, I totally agree with Tausch. Summer ends at Halloween. February and March, only bad weather months in Wisconsin.
Yeah, April's getting to be and here's where
February
Rip and I
in March the only bad weather months in Wisconsin.
Listen,
is that
you
what he
want
wants?
Cold, listen, Jason, just read the text. You want snow and you want winter weather. You want a couple months of that. You don't want it to be dreary. March and April, I would disagree with Rip. March and April have become the new winter. The new summer goes till Halloween.
Oh, my God.
That's where we're at with how things have trended. That's where we're at. Wisconsin is now a great place all the way through October, even if even if we did have that snowstorm a few years, except for that one Halloween with the snowstorm. Things are changing, Jason. Get on board with it and start embracing the fact that we still
new
have
meteorology.
What's starting to irritate
new
me
seasons.
Is this whole this is the time of the year I get into the orbit and the sun and the moon and light.
Oh, we know.
A pickleball this morning, 5:45. It's getting to be too dark. And normally that's a September Labor Day issue. So that made me pause a little bit this morning because once it gets to be 6:15, I can't really play outdoor anymore because of my schedule. That's what's starting to affect me a little bit. I don't know if the clock is sped up in August or if this is the new normal. I don't like this new normal when it comes to weather, lighting, climate, the whole deal.
Are you questioning whether the orbit is accelerating and now the days are getting shorter earlier than they had before? Like you're saying that so you think
I'm asking.
That
I'm not questioning.
Gravity has,
I'm asking.
Yes. Okay. I have a question as cautious as I may be approaching to the segment at this point. So we were in your neck of the woods. We were in Sun Prairie. We went to the Sassy Cow, got our ice cream. Yeah. So we drove.
I was waiting for everybody Sunday morning. I don't know what happened.
I don't. I didn't have the address. I don't know where you live, which is fine. So we drove to the Sassy Cow. Now I've got two Sun Prairie residents, and I've got one former future farmer of America here. We noticed that some of the cornfields that we passed, it looked as though someone had gone through them and chopped off the tops of the corn stalks.
Yeah, it's called detasseling.
Tell me more.
Detasseling.
Tell me more.
I don't know a ton more. I don't know a ton more about detasseling. I have to have somebody that, because I'm not going to, what I don't do is BS y'all. I can BS y'all.
You just
I'm not going to hear.
That summer is going through Halloween. That's complete BS.
That's my opinion.
You've declared summer.
That's my opinion.
Summer is May through Halloween. Fall
I do declare.
No. Memorial Day weekend through Halloween. I'm not giving the early part of May summer.
I thought you eliminated spring entirely because you declared that spring last spring. It's kind of a moving
spring
target.
Spring is no longer springing. Yeah. Spring is dead.
So what is
spring is dead.
So what's April to Memorial Day?
It's just the crappy part of winter. We're down to, I don't know if y'all have noticed, but we're down to really 2.5 to 3 seasons. We've kind of moved in that direction. It's been happening. The day of four seasons is over. Like, I think we're done with four seasons.
I can't keep up with new meteorology.
Do you ever have one of those days at work where you go, what the hell are we doing here? I'm having one of those days. I can tell you this, though. Whether it's a crappy part of winter, which is the new name for the fourth season, or it's summer, which extends from Memorial Day to Halloween, or it's autumn, which apparently now goes from like November 1st to like November 12th, or it's the true winter, you know that if you have Gina Della and Mark Tauscher based on the billboard on 172 going both ways, you know you've got the best windows in the business, and they will protect you from whatever season you are deeming it to be.
Yeah, Pella is the best. That doesn't matter if it's late spring, old spring, new fall, old fall. Doesn't matter. And what's crazy is you don't typically see a deal this good on such a premium brand like Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. But right now, at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, you can have beautiful Pella windows installed on your home, and you pay just 2.99% financing. And that is locked in for 10 years. And if you've been paying attention, 2.99% for 10 years with the rate things are going, that is an unbelievable deal. But if you want to skip the financing, that's great too. You can choose Pella's famous patented blinds or shades between the glass on their lifestyle or their Impervia patio doors, and you can do it all for free. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit PellaWI.com today. No more Expo Booth. No more Wisconsin State Fair. No more D307 to 406. I think I'm coming to grips with that, too. I hope you guys are coming to grips with the new summer going all the way through Halloween.
This just in, not that you would know it from listening to our program as we debate the new calendar that Tausch is rolling out. I assume that Shutterfly will be making new calendars for me so I can make sure I keep track of these new seasons. But the Packers have practices, joint practices with the Saints today. As much as Tausch is going to want to flesh it or flush it on his new calendar and the new seasons, we've already fleshed it, and I think some of us can agree we're flushing
it. Did you just see what Josh DiMaggio sent? Did you just read that?
I don't think he's
you know. Y'all think I'm
this.
Nuts. Y'all we think do. I'm crazy.
That's true.
From CBS News, which I don't with the media now. I don't know what you guys. I don't know where your system. CBS News. Hopefully, it's pretty reputable. Earth is spinning faster and recording its shortest day ever, but it's no reason to panic. When do we panic then? It's the middle of August, people, and now we're getting the shortest day. That's supposed to be in December. New winter. You tell me I'm crazy. Okay, CBS News seems to be on board with what I'm saying.
We got to get Gail and Nate Burleson on.
We will flush it or flush it, joint practices. Or maybe we won't. We'll find out together next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
Before we flush it, Mr. New Media, I have a new idea for Mr. New Media. How about clicking the links and reading the stories that are sent to you?
No.
You don't care.
New Media.
You don't get it.
First sentence of this story.
Stop putting misleading headlines out then.
The headline literally says it's no reason to panic.
I'm not panicked.
Here's the sentence. Okay, and Josh DiMaggio, you should know better. While the Earth on June 29th did indeed record its shortest day since the adoption of the atomic clock standard in 1970, it was 1.59 milliseconds less. 1.59 milliseconds, which is odd because you were able to notice it when you played pickleball that day.
No,
that it was
I'm noticing that you're not listening. I'm noticing that it's getting darker earlier. Normally, we don't have to adjust our schedule until mid to end of September. I just sent the text for my group tomorrow and saying 5:45 is getting to be too early because it's too dark out yet. Never ever did I have to do that until September, around, you know, middle of September at the earliest. So this you think this 1.29 millisecond atomic clock thing isn't that big a deal? We disagree. Something is happening here.
You want to tell us about the Gordon Flush Company and all your good friends over there so we can flush it or flush it and flush this discussion at the same time?
Absolutely. It takes a team to meet just about any goal, and that's as true on the football field as it is in the office. And it's good to know that you have the Gordon Flush Company on your side. For more than 60 years, the Gordon Flush Company has provided cutting-edge office technologies for companies of all sizes. Gordon Flush Company delivers the latest office technology service and is supported by the most experienced professional. You got Rolo, Clussy, Dino, you got the whole team, Blaze, all in that industry. Best business technology managed. Visit gflesh.com. That's gflesh.com to learn more. The official partner of both the 13-time world champion Green Bay Packers and our Wisconsin Badgers.
Time now to flush it or flush it.
Flush it.
We fail multiple times with bad ideas. I didn't know were bad till I realized they didn't work.
Or flush it.
Jason figured it out. Jason?
Yeah, that's one idea. Or we can work as a team.
Brought to you by Gordon Flesh Company. Business, technology, managed. Taking the worry out of your office equipment and IT needs.
Time to flush it or flush it with the Gordon Flesh Company. Jesse, what are we fleshing or flushing today?
Joint practices. We ended yesterday's show with Tausch saying that veteran players hate joint practices. So what do we do to improve it? Because clearly the coaches like it. Tausch, it sounds like you're saying young players like it. How do we improve the setup of joint practices in the midst of the preseason for everybody to get the most out of it?
Yeah, I don't know what you're going to do to convince Aaron Rodgers that this is a good idea. I'm sure now that he has found more empathy and love and everything else that he's talked about the last couple months, he won't be as critical after this joint practice as he was the last one that he did, and I think that set off a little alarm amongst the front office.
A little bit.
I think the big thing is understanding know, the from a veteran standpoint, I don't know what these guys are going to gain outside. If you're not going to play in the preseason and compete and do that because of injury, why would you do it in practice? That's the part. There's the disconnect that I have. But from a young player and the evaluator standpoint, this is great. I think these guys are going to, you know, be able to show what they can do in a, you know, drill in a more, I guess, sanitized environment that they can control outside of a game. Older players, and I told this story on Wisconsin's Morning News on WTMJ this morning. I can remember when Buffalo came into town. And I think everybody kind of, it's the first time anybody from Green Bay had done a joint practice in forever. I don't know when the last time was, but we did this in, I think, 05. And Sam Adams, who was a big old nose guard, you know, and Wally and Flanny and Marco had all left. So Cliffy and I were kind of the elder statesmen. So we're all kind of sitting around, you know, talking, and, you know, Chad is talking to the D end, and we're kind of talking, and Sam Adams is like, listen, man, not interested in, you know, banging around doing all this stuff. Let's, you know, get our footwork and call it. Nobody knew what the tempo was. And that's the worst case scenario. You don't know, you know, how hard you're even going, and it just made it uncomfortable for a lot of the veteran players. The young guys, you know, if you got a rookie lined up, it's full speed ahead, you're going. That's the disconnect that I think hopefully they figure it out. And they're going to be able to have two good days of work, and everybody's going to get what they want out of it. But these joint practices for veteran players, I understand Aaron's point of view on it. It's basically another game that you're going to be playing when you're trying to eliminate the preseason for a lot of these veterans. This isn't doing that.
So, all right. I understand your point. But if you're not going to compete in preseason games, don't you need to compete somewhere? Like, don't you need something greater than just competing against your own offense or defense? And doesn't this...
Well, then why not play in the preseason? Why not play in the preseason? Then?
Because you're not tackling to the ground here, as opposed in the preseason. You're not hitting the way, say, Dallin Levitt hit and suffered a shoulder injury that's going to shelve him for a long time. Your quarterback is not live, so he won't get, you know, crushed if one of your young offensive linemen misses a block today, as opposed to if Rodgers played in a preseason game and someone missed a block and he could get...
Well, then you're not really competing. I get what you're saying.
You don't think they're competing?
I understand what you're saying, but it's just different. That's why they're not playing in the preseason. There are risks when you do this stuff. There's more risk in a joint practice than there is in your regular practice. Guys know what the expectation of this coaching staff is. That doesn't mean Dennis Allen and the New Orleans Saints staff is going to look at this and say, we have the same belief system that Matt LaFleur has. There are inherent risks when you get a joint practice together, too. And if you're saying, as an organization, we are taking the risk off the table as much as we can, adding a joint practice with veteran players is not doing that. It goes against the principles of what you're saying you're doing. So you can't... This is the perfect example of wanting your cake and eating it too. Mm-hmm. That's what this is.
I'll agree with that. So here's the one thing, and I'd be curious if Rodgers, with his ayahuasca being some truth serum, would admit this. Look, they messed it up in 19, right? They brought in a team in the Texans who's had a defensive coach whose brother was the defensive coordinator for the Bears. And Matt LaFleur admitted this publicly, that they had concerns that because Chuck Pagano's brother was on the Texans staff.
Oh, God.
That if they ran their stuff.
I remember Pagano. These conversations.
If they ran their stuff.
Don't run the keep pass. Pagano will tell Pagano.
Right. And that is what pissed Rodgers off. Is that this? The whole idea was supposed to be we can run our regular stuff.
Jason, let me ask you this.
Can I finish?
Yes, you can. Thanks. Yes.
So then last year when they come in and Mike LaFleur is on the staff of Robert Saleh. They know each other. They're able to say, look, none of this goes any further than us. So no one's calling, you know, Kyle Shanahan and saying, hey, here's what Saleh ran defensively, or here's what LaFleur ran offensively. And so they felt like even Rodgers had to admit that it was more productive last year than it had been. Now, remember, he was not on some sort of great page with Goody last year yet. So the fact that he acknowledged that it was actually useful would indicate to me that he was being honest. So if we're comparing 19 to 21, they actually had the right opponents to do joint practices with. I don't know if that'll be the case this time, but I think there is a way for them to be semi-productive. And 19 definitely wasn't it, and we'll find out if today is. Now you may go.
So you're telling me that Aaron Rodgers, a team that many people think in New Orleans is going to be a contender. I think a lot of people think New Orleans is maybe not in the first tier of NFC teams with Green Bay, San Fran, Rams, and Tampa. Right there knocking at the door. And his big thing is the only he didn't want to play because it's all vanilla, bland stuff. You're telling me Dennis Allen's going to run exotic blitzes and do different things that he's going to show Green Bay anything? Aaron Rodgers, that's the whole point of why he said he didn't want to play in the preseason. What's going to be different today? And is Aaron Rodgers going to come out glowingly about these joint practices? Is he going to be honest and say he doesn't like them? What is he? How is he going to react to this, in your opinion?
Yeah. Well, how he's going to react is going to be affected by his good relationship with the GM. So I'm assuming we might not get full disclosure honesty, but maybe we will. We'll have to wait and see. He speaks at his locker today. By the way, Sham Sharania with some Bucks schedule news. The Bucks will open the season at the 76ers on October 20th, which means they'll be starting their season during the summertime. We will shift gears after our flush it or flush it discussion. And no, that was not that big of news. I just wanted to get in the summer reference. We'll talk a little bit about Christian Watson next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Which Tausch we have today, and I can't decide how much I like him or how much I'm annoyed by him. I think I like him, whatever version this is. He's a little ornery, but not like mean-spiritedly.
So just wait a second.
He's a little wacky, but not too wacky.
How
rewriting the calendar?
How on earth am I being ornery? I'm all for playing a part. I get it. We're trying to be entertaining. I'm not remotely ornery today. What on earth have I said or done that's been ornery?
Well, the earth spinning and the days getting shorter discussion.
It's CBS News. I honestly thought it was crazy this morning that when we went and played at 5:45, which is typically August, not even a blink yet. You know, I thought we could go 5:30. We've now moved it to 5:55. The clock is ticking as far as our outdoor pickleball season because of the circumference and the whole orbit and the axis and the whole deal.
That's a great word. I don't know if it applies.
More of a radius fan myself.
Diameter. We didn't talk much about Christian Watson yesterday. He returned to practice as well. Aaron Rodgers threw him a lot of balls yesterday. We didn't talk much about them. Tausch, we know your Romeo, Romeo, where fart art thou, Romeo, has been terrific. Eager to see what his regular season looks like. What's realistic, given the catch-up that he's having to do, what's realistic for Christian Watson? Is it that big of a deal? You've been a rookie in this league. You didn't play wide receiver, but how far behind do you think he really is?
No, he's at least, what, 3 weeks behind. And, again, as I mentioned yesterday about the train, he's not on the train yet. He's, you know, old boy is throwing him tow rope and pulling him, trying to get him to come up on. He's a ways behind. And there is no let's get this thing right during the Minnesota Viking game or the Bear game. It's who do we trust? Who has proven that they deserve our trust from a coaching staff standpoint and from a quarterback standpoint? So this isn't as easy as saying Zach Toms is blocking people. He's doing a nice job. We're putting him in there. Old boy can be, oh, he's quick, he's got good hands, he's doing all this stuff. Unfortunately, Jason's going to report is spindly, not good hands, not great. So then you need to make sure you're precise with your routes and everything else. To get that with Aaron Rodgers, who, for as softer and gentler as Randall Cobb told us that he's being, I don't envision that. If he runs a wrong read or he doesn't, you know, understand what coverage is and he doesn't run the right route and Aaron Rodgers throws a pick six to Harrison Smith, how do you think Aaron Rodgers is going to react to that? It ain't going to be pretty. If there is no trust in it, what I would think, especially in the early part of this season, with Christian Watson being, you know, having good speed and all of the tangible things that you would draft him as high as you did, I would think you will go 15 to 20 plays in different packages, a lot of big posts, a lot of the MVS stuff that MVS ran well. I would guess that's your initial part. And then, hey, he's doing a nice job with these packages. We're going to keep sprinkling. We'll sprinkle this in. We'll sprinkle that in. That, I think, would be the plan moving forward with Christian Watson if he can stay healthy and continue to show that he is somebody that the quarterback can trust.
And that's the one thing about in-season preparation is whatever they have. Let's say they did all eight installations. Let's say they have 250 offensive plays. Is that a realistic estimation, would you say?
Sure.
Or is that high? Okay.
Sure.
They don't take all 250 into the week. So
they do not.
It obviously is winnowed down for your game plan, and then you could winnow it down further for him so he has specific plays that he feels the most comfortable with as he goes into the regular season. Yeah. I know this when it comes to winnowing.
I got a quick question. I know we're up against the clock. Jesse, I am not doing fantasy football this year outside of my team draft. I've given up all other fantasy football because I'm a prize picks guy now. That's going to be my focus, and I can only focus on so many things, doing a show, doing all this. I only have so much time, right?
New media.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Dobbs or Watson, who are you drafting?
Dobbs. Neither, but
not
Dobbs.
Not even close.
Dobbs, yeah. Dobbs, from what Jason has said and from what I'm hearing and from what it looks like from everything that we've seen so far, Dobbs is more... I mean, you're the one who said this, Tausch. Dobbs is more ready to make an impact this year. Watson's a long term. If it's like a dynasty, take him in a late round and keep him for 4 or 5 years. There's some potential there, but just this year, one and done, immediate impact. If you've got to take one, you've got to take Dobbs.
Jason Dobbs, second most receptions as the wide receiver. Is that a crazy statement I'm making?
It feels like a Steve the Homer True premature statement. This all comes down to our difference of opinion on Sammy Watkins. That's what it comes down to, right? Because I don't think Cobber...
That's why I'm asking the question. That's why I'm asking it.
Yeah, and the idea of saying that was to spur further conversation. That's why I'm saying it. If you think Sammy Watkins is going to be productive, then you would say, no, Dobbs will be third and trying to beat out, for lack of a better term, Cobb's totals, right? If you think Sammy Watkins is legit and the fact that they didn't play him in the preseason, they must at least think he's going to be a key contributor, then I am reluctant. I love everything Romeo Dobbs has done. I have not forgotten that he's still a rookie. And that is what my hesitation would be. So you make the best decision for you and your prize picks. But as much as you love prize picks, you equally love Tito's vodka.
Tito's, simple, smooth, and every sip is easy as the last. And with this beautiful Wisconsin summer weather.
Unbelievable.
Oh, baby, it has been the summer of Tito's. Tito's handmade vodka tastes just as good with tap water as it does with your favorite mixer back in the day. Our guy Tito, he distilled, he hand bottled, he taste tested, he sent it to a few friends, taste tested again. And he's made the finest juice around. No frills, no flavors, no fancy labels, just the good stuff, just Tito's. For recipes, videos, and more, visit Tito'sVodka.com. Distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas, crafted to be savored responsibly.
The Saints have arrived for their joint practice with the Packers at Ray Nitschke Field. And a little bit at Clark Hinkle Field as well. We'll talk more about that. I'll get ready to head down to practice. That's all still ahead. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you.
You'll see when I'm gone, I'm never really gone. You think you're moving on, but no one's gonna feel like me.
LaFleur is at the podium in the Lambeau Field Media Auditorium. New media, old media, you're all welcome if you have a credential. Tausch, a couple of things that the head coach has said in advance of practice, which kicks off in 36 minutes with the Saints. One, no one-on-ones.
Huh.
Quoting from Bill Huber's tweet of Matt LaFleur, quote, these guys are competitors, and that's what we love about them, but sometimes that's where tempers start to flare in one-on-ones.
And you would, yeah, and you'd hate to have guys have to control their tempers. You'd hate to have that. Like, that makes no sense to me. Okay. You're going to bring people up for a joint practice to compete. That's what you're doing it for.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I don't understand that, and he's saying it's great, that's what it's all about. But we don't trust our guys
or their guys.
You do a one-on-one, it's much better to do a one-on-one. Something happens, you can break that up pretty easily. It's the 11-on-11 that's tough to break up. Listen, I like Matt LaFleur. What he's saying there makes no sense. Read that again and tell me what sense that makes.
Yeah, no, it would seem to me that this would be one of the things you would want to do with someone other than your guys.
You get Romeo Doubs on Lattimore. That would be fun to watch. Mm-hmm. Both guys competing their tails off. That's what it's about. That's the whole point of doing a joint practice. I would think that's what you want to do because you're not going to get their exotic blitz packages. So it doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah, this is the approach they're getting.
It might be a typo. Okay, could it be a typo?
No. Jair Alexander against Michael Thomas, who some of us thought might be his teammate.
Baby.
Turned out to not be his teammate.
Yeah. Maybe that's what this is about. You get a good look at Mike Thomas. Yeah, maybe make a trade this afternoon. Hey, that might be what this is all about.
You know, Rasul Douglas versus Chris Olave, so you can see one of the receivers that the Packers could have traded up and drafted, not knowing that Romeo Doubs was going to turn out to be Sterling Sharp.
We don't want to see anybody go one-on-one. We don't want any of that.
I forgot Olave was going to be here for this. It's like sticking it to us. That one hurts.
Yosh Nijman trying to block Cam Jordan. Wouldn't want that.
No, tempers might get hot. We don't want guys competing.
All right, the other tidbit from Matt LaFleur. Elton Jenkins, Christian Watson, and Bobby Tonyan will do individual drills. They will not participate in the 11-on-11 sessions with the Saints. That's just smart there.
That's smart, yeah. I don't think anybody assumed that that was going to be in play. You're acclimating guys back into it, throwing them out there in what seems to be strictly team work. They're not going to be doing teamwork. You would hope at some point during the preseason they will. But, yes, getting these guys, getting their feet back under them, letting them kind of gain some confidence in whatever injury, the knees, make sure that they feel as good as possible with some confidence before they head into any full tilt type stuff.
Well, they will get started at the bottom of the 10 o'clock hour. We will get started with the 10 o'clock hour. And, Jesse, you didn't have to change your plans. If you guys don't want to rank your favorite robots, that's fine for Power Rankings Tuesday presented by Everlight Solar. That's fine. I don't want, because then when it bombs, I don't want Tausch to blame me for my interest in robots. So we'll do some power rankings. What they'll be, you'll have to tune in to find out. We'll kick off the 10 o'clock hour in 2 minutes. So stick around. It's Wildy and Tausch.